Hey, ¿cómo estás? Sorry. Hey, everybody. Recording this in the middle of the night and in my house, in my bed. I'm trying not to wake up everybody in the house. So that's why you will be listening to all this in this kind of voice. Because I'm not trying to wake up anybody. But I just wanted to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm doing this. My name is Benjamin Castillo, and one second. All right, so my name is Benjamin Castillo. I'm 34 years old, and I'm an amputee. About 5 years ago, we are in 2019, but about 4 years ago, I had an accident at work, which resulted in an amputation. An above the knee amputation on my left leg. So after that, my life has changed, obviously. And I decided to make this podcast because I think my life could help others. And as I go through my daily life and try to figure out how to live as an amputee, also, I think there's people who struggle with other things like mental illnesses or depression, anxiety, all of which I suffer from. So yeah, I think this is going to be helpful, at least for me, and I hope that eventually I will be able to help someone to find a place where they can go and listen to someone who is going through the same things. I'm crazy. That's something you need to know. I'm crazy, and I'm so easily distracted, and it's so easy for me to start talking about something and just let myself go and start talking about different things, and yeah, so bear with me, and please just yeah, try to follow. So a little story about myself is I am from Mexico City. I moved to the US when I was about 21. I am an LDS, or what a lot of people know as Mormon. I serve a mission for 2 years in California, in the Fresno area. And after that, I went home for a year, and then I returned to the U.S. to go to school, to BYU. And then a few years later, I had the accident, and that's not when I moved to California. I moved to California in 2011, I believe. And then I was jumping from job to job, and until my last job, I had the accident and the amputation. So why do I think my life is important? No, I don't think my life is important. I just think my life, it's filled with so many experiences that a lot of people go through. And maybe they don't want to talk about it. And maybe they don't want to share that with everyone. I just know that my life is amazing. I love it. And I love sharing what I know and what I learn every day. One of the things that I suffer from is, like I said before, I suffer from depression, anxiety, insomnia every day. Sometimes I try to go to sleep, and like now it's 1:46 in the morning and I can't sleep, and then my mind goes through really, really dark places. And probably you are, if you are listening to this, either you know someone that is going through this, or you are going through these. And I just want you to know that you are not alone, and that there is always someone who is willing to just give you a hand and lead you out of the darkness. So yeah, the life of an amputee, it's kind of weird, kind of amazing, kind of funny, kind of a little bit everywhere in the spectrum of life. So English is my second language, of course. I speak Spanish, so probably you will be listening some words in Spanish, and I'm gonna be stopping once in a while because there are words that I just cannot remember. And so yeah, that's a little bit about me. And the reason why I'm doing this podcast is because I can't sleep right now. So I'm gonna tell you what happened and my story, and then you can just relax and listen, and let me tell you what happened. So in the year of 2014, I was working as a normal laborer in a company that it's called Southwest Hyde. They are in charge of making or preparing the skin of cattle, meaning the skin of cows and bulls, and we submerge them in, or yeah, submerge them in chlorine, salt, and other chemicals so they can be tender, and then we can cut off the fat tissue, whatever is attached still to the skin, and then we cover them in salt, let them dry, and then they will use that skin to make leather products like shoes and bags and belts and etc., you name it. So in 2014, I started working at this company, and I was working the night shift. And so one day, it was my lucky day, I guess. I was working in one of the stations at this job, and then I had an accident. I slipped, and the knife that I was working with went straight to my leg, to my left leg. I told my supervisor. They sent me to the ER, which, by the way, I drove myself to the ER around 4 o'clock in the morning. I go to the ER, and they ask me all these questions, you know, the where do you work at, what kind of conditions you work in, all those questions. It felt like an interview for, I don't know, a new job. And so around 6 o'clock in the morning, finally the doctor arrived, and they cleaned my wound and stitched me up and sent me home and said that I was gonna be able to go back to work next day. Unfortunately, as the day and the hours passed by, my leg kept hurting more and more and more. So around 2 o'clock in the morning, I had to go back to the ER because my leg was killing me. It was painful. So they decided to give me 2 shots of morphine. And again, I drove myself, so I had to ask one of my good friends to go and pick me up at the ER. So he finally did. They picked me up, and I went straight to bed. It was a rough night. I couldn't sleep. My leg kept bothering me. And so the next day, there was a problem with my paperwork, and workers' compensation didn't get all my paperwork ready, so I couldn't get my prescriptions, and it was getting harder and harder for me to tolerate the pain. Finally, the person or the family I was living with, which are members of the same church that I attend to, the mom of this family decided to take me to the ER because I was in extreme pain and it was not going away. So finally, I go to the hospital, and this is probably around 5 o'clock in the afternoon or evening, I must say. And then from there, they start doing different tests like blood work and asking me questions, all questions. I answer previously twice, but this time it was different. I saw the panic in their faces. They set up a room for me, and they decided to call an expert or the specialist. That's what one of the doctors called it. And then the specialist comes in and explains to me what's going on. He says, Benjamin, we believe that there is an infection. It's called a Fusarium bacteria in your leg. So we need to make microsurgery. This means that we have to reopen the wound, and we probably will have to open it a little bit more. And then we are going to attach some wires to your leg or muscles and see if there is some dead tissue around the wound area. If there is, then we have to cut it off, and then we will start antibiotics so we can start fighting the infection. So there was some paperwork I needed to sign. I did. And then by don't remember what was exact time. I just know it was late. It was night. Lights or the sun was out, and it was dark outside. I remember it was cold, and so they take me to the room to get prepped, and they ask me if I was allergic to anything, which I didn't know. I was allergic to vancomycin, which is one of the drugs that they use to fight the infection. So finally, they tell me that I'm gonna go under, and this is my first time going under anesthesia. And they asked me to count from 10 backwards. So I count 10, 9, and 8. I don't remember anything. The next thing I remember is a bunch of people around my bed, friends and family. And then one of my good friends, her name is Tanya, she has her phone in front of my face. And then I see my mom and dad and what my sister crying on a video call on Facebook. And I don't know what's going on. So I wake up, and I keep telling the doctors and every single person in the room that my leg is hurting, that my leg is hurting, that my leg is hurting. And no one wants to say anything. I just see them crying, and I just see like people looking at each other, like what's going on. And so finally, the person who took me to the hospital, Elizabeth Thompson, she finds the courage to tell me and to explain, Benjamin, the doctor needed to save your life, and in order to do so, he needed to cut your leg. Unfortunately, this is painful, we know, but you need to be strong, and you need to have faith. So that's short version of the whole story and how it happened and how I learned I lost my leg on December 16, 2014. And so the road of recovery has been long and painful and super, super slow. But hey, it's life. Now in 2019, I have a prosthetic. I use it. I walk. I do most of the things that I used to do, like walking, like cleaning my house and doing groceries and everything. But I was the kind of person that loved dancing. Actually, dancing has been one of my passions for a long time. I used to be Mexican folklore dancer. And one of my dreams was maybe someday having my own school or my own group and, perform on different places and different stages and things like that. Unfortunately, losing my leg, well, obviously changes the whole game. But, so yeah. That's my life. It's been complicated. It's been there's been ups and downs, and a lot of people don't understand how I keep having a good attitude towards what happened. And one of the most common questions I used to get, not anymore, or not as often anymore, but one of the questions that I used to get a lot was, how do you do it? Like, how? Well, the answer that I used to give, and I'm still giving, is, well, there's no other option. You know, it is what it is, and I got what I got, and either I can be miserable in my own bed and do nothing, or be in pain and try to make the best out of it. I love my life. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy to accept me the way I am now. It hasn't been easy to look in the mirror and see someone broken, and see someone and try to remember the person I used to be and see a reflection that I cannot recognize anymore. Like I said at the beginning, I didn't know what's going on. I didn't know what was normal and what was not. I thought that being sad about losing a leg was normal. I thought that being angry was normal. I thought that not wanting to do a lot of things was normal, until I found myself in a really, really dark spot, in a spot that it was getting harder and harder to get out. And I needed to seek professional help. And I needed someone to tell me that, yes, it is normal to be sad, and it is normal to be angry, and yes, it is normal for us to go to dark places, but also we need someone to help us get out of those dark places and not you know, stay in those places, because it will be getting impossible to get out. So I suffer from PTSD. Unfortunately, I cannot listen to the sound of knives being sharpening or sharpened. I cannot have the smell of anything that is related to cows. For some reason, it triggers some kind of pain, physical and emotional, on me. And it's kind of exhausting to have that. Anxiety builds up every single time, especially when I spend days without sleeping. The longest that I recorded of not being able to sleep at all, it's been 3 days. And as the hours pass by, and as the days pass by, and you are not able to sleep and have any sort of rest, it's getting harder and harder to be able to focus and to be able to feel pleasure and to be able to understand that this is not how you're supposed to be living. So finally, I was able to go to a psychologist, and he described that, yes, it is normal, but yes, also I can get help, and that I'm not alone. So for those who go through anything similar or even harder things that I'm going through, let me tell you something. Please seek help. Please find someone who can help you. If you have the opportunity to go to a professional, or seek professional help, do it, because it's the only way, or not the only way, but it's one of the best ways for you to be able to finally find the light, and finally break from that cycle of thinking that you can overcome this on your own. Talk to someone. There is always someone willing to listen, willing to help, willing to guide you. You are not alone. You are loved, and you are amazing, and you are valued, and you have so many, many amazing talents and many amazing things. And just because you don't see it right now doesn't mean that you're not worth it. You are worth it. And heaven is watching over you, and heaven wants you alive, and heaven wants you to succeed, and heaven wants you to be happy. So please, if you are feeling alone, if you are feeling that you cannot keep going, please, 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 please find someone, talk to someone, and I promise you will you actually will be touched by the hands of those who loved you. And if in any way I can help you, please reach out to me. I don't know how this works, but my email, I think it should be on my bio, but send me an email. Look me on Facebook and Instagram. Send me a message, and I promise you that I understand what you're going through, and I'm not gonna judge you. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I'm just here to listen, and if in any way I can help you, then I will. So yeah, this is part of my story. This is part of what I intend to do with this podcast. I don't know how often I need to record, and I don't know how long it has to be, but I'm definitely loving this. Like I said, my life is filled with different interests, different songs, different music, different food, different places, different people, and I love every single part of it. So if you want to be part of my world, please keep listening and invite others to listen to my story and my adventures and the things that I go through. Some days I'm going to be angry. Some days I'm going to be completely happy and over the top. But I hope that you can accompany me through these wonderful, wonderful experiences. And why not give me some advice and tell me, you know, what you want to hear and the questions you have, or, I don't know, experiences that you want me to share with you. I just want to make this podcast some sort of safe haven for those who are going through something like this and they don't know where to go. So please, make sure that you, keep listening and invite others to listen, and yeah, give me your suggestions and tell me how to improve and what to talk about and things that you are interested about. So this is Benjamin Castillo, the amputee guy, signing off. Good night.